Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan in association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Question for the show, you can call in at 877-245-5648. I'm going to take listener call-ins, so if you have a question for the show, post this on my Facebook real quick. I don't typically do this, so... Four, five. Here's 2455640. I was watching the news earlier, and going on and on about this Baltimore stuff. And my husband, who typically has his head halfway in the sand, even had a comment about it. He said there was a mayor on there being interviewed, probably the mayor of Baltimore, talking about the riots that morning. And the riots hadn't started then. She was in a classroom of kids or something, and they were asking her about the riots or something. And, of course, the riots started later in the afternoon. And I was just like, it's all scripted, folks. That's what I told him. It's all scripted. You know, these people aren't typically going out to riot on their own. The government sends in instigators to start these riots, just like they did in Ferguson. This is like a hit the repeat button. So now they're starting it in Baltimore, and they've been race baiting for a long time. And so it is what it is, folks. It's leading up into the summer, and they're getting their troops in place for supposed Jade Helm exercises, but we all know that's just a cover for roundups of big mouths and resistors. And it could fall in a lot of categories there. One of the things I'm seeing in the Bible codes is Obama and RFID and vaccinations. And, you know, they want everybody chipped. They want everybody chip implanted. And the only way they can do that is to get everybody to take vaccines, because they load those with chips. They load vaccines with so much garbage. Garbage and poisons. And so that's their method of chip implanting. And there's Obamacare has a provision in it about enforced chip implanting. And I think people are going to start seeing this enforcement come out a lot earlier than they thought they were, because, you know, they're getting things in place to round up resistors. For resistors of what, you know? Has to be a mandatory vaccinations, mandatory chip implanting. Most of the sheeple would probably just go line up for it if they said free flu shots. Most of them would probably go line up. Oh, but let's help the pregnant women first. That about made me sick. They pulled that crap last year. Might have been the year before. I lose track of time. I'm so exhausted. But they had all the pregnant women lining up for flu shots to protect their babies, and ended up killing half of them. That was the point. Do you think our government really cares about your well-being, folks? If you're that stupid, you deserve what you get. Now, you've already been warned from the Bible about putting any kind of viruses or animal DNA or anything in our bodies. You can go to theywantyoudead.com, which is a website I put up about vaccinations. There's biblical prohibitions against vaccinations. And so don't get them, folks. If you have to be rounded up, stay home. You know, we know this time is coming where you're going to have to be able to drop out of society. Most people just aren't prepared for that. You know, they're waiting for this rapture to come, which is going to take all these tens of millions of people off the earth. These are the very ones this kind of stuff is going to catch unawares, and they're unprepared for what's coming. And that's because the wolves that lead their churches have done their jobs for Lucifer, leading the sheep astray, putting them to sleep, dumbing them down, telling them the Bible says they have to be subservient to political authorities. Really? I don't know what Bible they're reading. God's laws always come first. You obey the government until it conflicts with God's laws, and then you have to choose. You're going to obey God or you're going to obey man? Most people are going to find themselves criminals and outcasts of a society they're not prepared to be. You know, that's the whole part of, that's the whole point. Making criminals of normal everyday people. You pass all these draconian legislations and laws so that the normal mom and pop sitting at home is all of a sudden a criminal just for existing and just for not kowtowing to the Satanist agenda on this earth. You know, you sit back and you look at all this crap coming on. The New Age has a whole la-la-la agenda coming. And that's the one the Lord put me on track with 15 years ago, to stand up and be a mouthpiece and warn about this agenda that was coming out of the old New World Order. I just call it the New World Alien Agenda. And they're promising peace and prosperity and getting rid of all the evil and wicked dark forces on Earth that control the humans. And so now they have this thing where they call the New World Order crowd the Dark Cabal. They're the dark ones. And the real illumined ones, the real illumined ones are the ones that are coming to lead us out of the darkness that the old New World Order has put us under and control. And they're going to lead us into peace and prosperity. And what's the Bible say about peace and prosperity? It says, sudden destruction shall fall. I'm not reading anything in the Bible when I read it about peace and prosperity coming, just the promises of it. But when you read prophetic passages telling about the times of our days, you read about nothing but wickedness, lawlessness, nation standing against nation, kingdom against kingdom. These are races fighting against each other. Race wars. In the Middle East, we have the whole wars going on with Yemen over there by the Gulf of Aden. I talked about the Gulf of Aden years ago. It's the Gulf of Eden. Because, you know, they want you to believe that Iraq, over by Iraq, was the Persian Gulf was the original area of the Garden of Eden, but it wasn't. It was over by Africa. The Gulf of Aden. The Gulf of Eden. And Maitreya is going to come out. He's one of the New Age Lalas that are coming, what they call an Ascended Master. And they've been waiting for the 12th Imam to arrive, the Muslims over in the Middle East and Iran. And I said to watch the Iran prophecies because those were the ones this was all going to rise out of. There's many different factions of Muslims over there, and they all hate Iran. They all hate everybody. Muslims don't like anybody. But they're going to find out that this 12th Imam is coming out of Iran, and he also has control of Yemen. There's going to be some kind of there's some kind of prophecy about the Black Flag Army, and so I'm thinking this whole ISIS thing has something to do. They're trying to make this prophecy true about the Black Flag Army. Now there's a vortex, there's a portal over in the Gulf of Aden, which has seemed to get the attention of all the nations on Earth because they're all sending boats over there all the time to block that portal. I don't know what they think they're going to do. I really don't know why they flood it with naval ships from every country over there. Nah, because he's not using that portal. They've been using the one over here in Lake Michigan. They're not using the one in Gulf Aden. Why? I don't know. They like the one in Michigan for some reason because Maitreya's home base is Mars. And they have a direct channel to Mars from Lake Michigan. There's a direct portal. The Navy's been using it for years because they have bases on Mars. And they go to it, to and from it from that portal over Lake Michigan, which is why me and a buddy went and targeted it last October, putting up just hundreds of pipes everywhere to take that portal down. It's not going to completely eliminate it, but what it does is it fries everything that comes through there. And so what I can see in the codes is that they have come in, but they're fried. They're fried, and to be expected. And so they're going to have to forego a lot of the pomp and ceremony about their arrival as Ascended Masters on Earth and probably just change to something a lot more low-key. Now, they can make a liar out of me and do something totally ridiculous opposite of what I'm saying, and that's fine. I really don't care. Because it seems like most of the time they want to do something opposite of what I'm saying just so I'll be wrong. Frankly, I don't care. I don't keep a scorecard. Because this stuff changes like the wind. It's been changing like the wind since 2009. You know, if you looked at the codes in 2009, Hillary Clinton should have been president and we would be in World War III already. That was 2009. Now we're looking at 2015, and we've been in nothing but a huge delay cycle. And not a whole lot has changed. You could listen to my shows back in 2008, 2005, 2006, and they're just as relevant about today as they were back then, because we've been nothing but on a roller coaster delay ride. That's all it's been, roller coasters of delays. So right now there's just jockeying going on over in the Middle East because Maitreya fits the first beast of Revelation where he's going to unify a 10-nation Arab confederacy. The first beast in Revelation talks about how he creates a 10-nation confederacy. If you look at Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. Browse through it, but either way, that's what he's going to do. He's going to have 7 leaders in 10 areas of power and authority with crowns. Crowns being kings. 3 he's going to overthrow, and the other 7 will join him. So probably Libya and Egypt he overthrows. Everybody else will fall in line. But that's what he's going to do, folks. The Bible's already foretold it. All you have to do is plug in characters and timelines. So he's going to unify a 10-nation Arab confederacy. He's the first beast of Revelation. The Antichrist. The Sananda that's coming is going to come being a big promoter of Allah and Islam. That's why the church leaders here have started that compromise of Chrislam. That's why Obama was put into being president. I can't even refer to him in human terms because he's not a human. At one time he was, but now he's just a droid. he was put into place here by the Russians, a 30-year plan to have a communist droid in charge of America, and they've actually made it happen. And so communism and this whole Muslim charade, Islam, goes hand in hand. Why do you think Russia didn't fight when 3 of its provinces turned loose to become provinces of Muslims, Islam? Kazakhstan or Kazakhstan and with something else. They're hand in hand. Russia's hand in hand with Allah. Just like I've been telling you, this whole ascended new age garbage, they're all hand in hand with Allah. Allah, on the other hand, isn't faring so well because his ship, the Capricorn, has been taking a beating. And why he insists on coming to Ohio, I don't know. He's always here. And so he comes, he goes, he comes, he goes. I'm guessing that these portals, because I'm not a scientist, But I know when I see Capricorn. I could see it last year. And so when they say it returns and it has to come through a portal, and I'm guessing they have to cross through the Van Allen belt to get into Earth's atmosphere. And this Van Allen belt is the one that's all broken up with the smithereens of Lucifer's former planet that was blown up in pieces, which now makes the Van Allen belt. See, there's a covering over Earth that they can't cross through. And so when they do, they need portals to do so. And it's kind of hard when you have all of these portals. It would be like a plastic container being put in the microwave and you're turning the microwave on high, and it just starts melting the plastic. Because that's what's happening as they come through our portals. Because with our energy war against them, we have the air so saturated with orgone that when they come through the portals, their ships just start to melt. We're melting them. In fact, one of the dominant terms in the Bible codes about Babylon, which is Last Days America, is that we're melting them. And that's why, because of the orgone. And they're having a real problem with it because this stuff's popping up all over the world. And when you start to connect the dots on where our orgone is, you can almost start a chain of breath, orgone wind around the world, blowing it everywhere and connecting the dots, hitting all the places where the orgone is. They have no peace and safety net over there. In fact, the only place they could probably go to get away from the orgone is Yemen, because that's about the only place I can think of where it's not. See, we plastered Israel with orgone years ago. Warriors went over there and got it. And so I know there's orgone in Israel, and there's a whole group of warriors in Israel. Orgone Israel. There's a group of them. And I know there's orgone in Iraq. I remember being contacted years ago. Well, this was like back in 2009, 2010. And we're sharing about soldiers over in Iraq. We were over in Baghdad. And they were seeing UFOs every night in the deserts where the military groups were. And it was scaring them. And they knew that there were abductions and pickups going on, especially during the night times. Of course, you won't hear that from the media. But I had sent a box of care supplies over there to a particular soldier and had sent him a bunch of socks and had stuffed the socks with orgone pucks and told him to put them in the Euphrates River and then bury it around the deserts. And he was right by the green zone. And so I know that's the one thing that got the green zones, because I know that they're feeling the effects of orgone even when they're in the green zone, which is this Disneyland palace they built for Maitreya. You know how in those Left Behind movies, I don't think I saw the last one, but I saw like the first or two or something, and it looked like the Antichrist had this palace in nowhere land in the desert. Yeah, that would be like the green zone, you know. And so when I heard about them building this mini Vatican in Iraq, which would later become known as the Green Zone, I jumped on the opportunity to get orgone out there. I don't want him to be comfortable anywhere. Anywhere. You know, at the appointed time, an angel will take a chain and bound Lucifer up, Satan up, and cast him into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, but until that time he survives. But it does not say he has to be comfortable. It does not say he can just rule happily and anything else. I mean, I'm going to make it for him as miserable as possible. And it doesn't say all of his henchmen will survive either. I mean, we, you know, Lucifer, the way I look at it, is the only one we can't kill. He's the only one we can't kill. No, We can go after all the other henchmen he's going to use. We could make him go to plan B, C, D, and E. That's why they keep waffling between Maitreya and Obama. Because Maitreya's been so beat up and melted down and caused and affected by this orgone. I'm not even sure the guy can even stand. I mean, the way the Bible coach talks about him, he's like in a wheelchair. He's a convalescent. He's a cripple. Orgone will attack their nervous systems. And I don't think that just because they can get a human body, maybe it still affects them in a human body, seeing that they're a fallen state of an angelic body that they have is been so destroyed by the orgone. It causes necrosis, there's another one. There's a nervous disease. It's almost like fibromyalgia, but it's a different term. And it affects them. But it can affect them really harshly. And so, when you read the codes, it's like Maitreya just barely even surviving. And so they waffle between him and Obama, which one they're going to have to use. Now, the Bible, the Old Testament prophets said that the last days, the Antichrist would be the leader of Babylon. And so that's why every time we have a new president, the Reagan is the Antichrist comes out, the Bush is 666 comes out, the Obama 666 comes out. They're not always wrong, because the Bible says the leader of last days Babylon, and of course America is Babylon. But I've always looked at the other route, that Obama could give the keys of America, which represent the power and authority of America, over to somebody else. And I could see him doing that to Maitreya and Sananda and this whole Lala crowd that will take over the UN, and giving the UN the power and authority over America, to rule over America, which would then make the leader of the UN, or that person, the leader of Babylon, which then puts him in the position of the leader as Antichrist. See, it's not always what we think it is. It could turn into something, a different route, you know. Sometimes Lucifer does speak through Obama. You can kind of hear his voice when Obama gets into his orator style, because Lucifer loves to give speeches. He used to speak through Hitler all the time. Then you can hear Satan's voice coming out through him. And so it wouldn't be such a huge shock that Lucifer could overtake Obama's body and speak through him and fulfill the role of Antichrist through Obama. You know, when I see Obama, I'm looking at two different people where they stole the identity of one boy and gave it to Obama. And his whole identity crisis is because it's so fabricated. And it always reeks of a government setup when somebody has 50 different social security numbers and aliases. At what point do you not shake your head and say this isn't right? You know it's not right, so then guess what? It's not, because it isn't right. There's something very wrong with his whole identity. Even hybrids coming out of the underground bases have better hidden identities than he's been able to come up with. They do all kinds of stuff in those underground bases, creating hybrids. You ever see that series Resident Evil? And I don't know the name of the girl that plays that role, but she's it's all based around an MK Ultra hybrid. and this being jumps in. They're jump-ins. They're beings from other planets that can jump into a human body and take over that human body. Almost like a soul scalping, except this body has been like a cloned body. And so this being jumps in and takes over the cloned body and becomes whoever that person is that the scientists created out for this person, the identity that they create. Whenever somebody tells me they never met their father, it's almost like a red flag. You never met your father, never met your mother, you're adopted. Don't really know where you're coming from. They usually hide these people in private schools, in Catholic schools. All these MK Ultra kids who have been in projects their entire lives, have been involved with military bases their entire lives. As Eminem says, back to the lab again. And now it's coming out more and more how he's been replaced by a double. I always thought Madonna's whole story was full of garbage when she's supposed to be from Michigan, but yet was involved with a military base in New York. All of these people have past, have ties and connections to military bases because that's where their mind control programming takes place. And we're surrounded by this now. I've been warning about and teaching how to catch these people, how to look at their eyes. You know, I was when you flip through daytime television, not just the hosts of talk shows and stuff, because they're it's you know, I was watching the other day World's Dumbest Police videos. And almost every one of those hosts had slit reptilian eyes. I was showing my son. Almost every one of them. There's like 6 or 7 celebrities that host that show, and they all give comments on video clips. All have their reptilian eyes. You can go to the talk shows and look at the people in the audiences. Count how many times they blink in 1 minute. It's inhuman. Inhumanly possible. So not just the host themselves, Maury Povich always has the slit eyes, doesn't hide it. But look at the people in his audience. There's no way you can humanly blink your eye every second of every minute. It's just inhumanly possible. I'm surrounded by them, folks. Inundated. Like I said, the full saturation will take place when over 90% of every person you see on TV is an alien. They love the limelight because they're all so narcissistic. You know, they head right to Hollywood. They're extras. They're leads. They're producers, directors. You know, I heard years ago, he was 15, and if you weren't part of the Illuminati in Hollywood, they'd chase you out of town. You had to be a part of the Illuminati just to even try to survive and live in that town. And this is from somebody that was in the Illuminati. And these are producers that have run from Hollywood because they've gotten their material stolen. And that's huge in Hollywood. All the normal people getting their stuff stolen by the lizards. And then the lizards bring it to TV, make movies out of it, make all the money. Stealing from all the normal people. And there's nothing they can do about it. So we're kind of in a another lull, because this is what, April 27th. May looked like an interesting month. May actually looks like it has promise for a lot more things to start kicking in. It always has been an interesting month, May and July. Shima doesn't look like it can hang on much longer. It's just, when they get to that red flame stage, they're ready to crash. Once they start showing red, they typically have 3 or 4 months left before they crash to the earth. The media is calling it a meteorite. And there's several really, really red starships in the sky right now. It just can't even move. They're just stuck in spot. When they get to that state, they can't move. They're abandoned and they can't even move. Sheen was about to lose a huge chunk off of it. I always felt when Shima crashed, it would hit in the Great Lakes, but that could be the one that hits in the South Pacific Oceans. And Capricorn could hit the Great Lakes, chunk of Capricorn. I guess it's just a waiting game to see which one goes where. Until then, we have the Large Hadron Collider, which is opening and ripping up dimensions everywhere. All these earthquakes people are talking about. Well, guess what Revelation 24 talks about? Earthquakes in divers places. It's one of the signs. And that's just the beginning of what he called sorrows. And what did he call it? And what did he warn of after that? He said in Matthew 24, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And many shall be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Offended by what? Betrayed by what? Because of him, for his name's sake. Why? Because we're holding fast to his name? This doesn't sound like a rapture to me. If his people are being persecuted for his name's sake, everyone in churches always teach, oh, that's the ones who get saved after the rapture. No, there's no sidebars here, folks. You should be hated for his name's sake. And we're heading at this part in prophecy, this time where the roundups are going to start hitting. People are offended by what? Because you won't get a vaccine, a forced vaccination, so they turn you in? And you get rounded up and thrown in FEMA camps? As insane as it sounds, it's exactly what the Bible describes here. They shall kill you, and you shall be hated for my name's sake, because of him. So trying to use biblical prohibitions is not going to save you. It's going to get you killed. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Hence the New Age 11 that are arriving. Oh, the Ascended Master is bringing light and love. What's the Bible say? They shall deceive many. That means they're liars. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Iniquity is lawlessness and evil and wickedness. So how are these lawlawers coming down to earth to bring peace, prosperity, and love and light? The Bible talks of iniquity abounding, which is wickedness and evil. The exact opposite of everything these New Age la-las want you to think is going to happen, happens. And then it goes on to warn about the abomination of desolation. It's spoken of by Daniel the prophet, and if you see it, run to the mountains. That's the enforced shipping plantation, folks. If you read my article on the abomination of desolation, we are his temple. This whole Masonic rebuild a third temple in Israel stuff is just to put you to sleep. So you have no idea where you are in Bible prophecy. So that when it happens, you never see it coming. You never realize you're already in the last days. Because first of all, you were expecting a rapture that didn't come. Then you're expecting the rebuilding of a Jewish temple that's never going to come. And so you have no idea where you are in the biblical last days. And these things just kind of happen. And you're lost. You're going to be clueless not knowing where you are. And where does it say a rapture happens before roundups? Or a chip, a forced chip and plantation and all this stuff. You know, the Father says over and over to pray that ye escape all these things. He will save his elect from that. But the bride and the elect are two different groups. He will protect the bride. He will save the elect. He moves the elect off the earth. The bride is still here. Two different groups of people, folks. But he says, pray that ye escape all these things, which means we're still here, for the most part, until he removes the elect off the earth, which is the first group of 144,000. And another group of 144,000 are sealed on the earth. And I see that one coming up in the codes as well. I see it all the time. Numbering and lettering and stamping, different terms that is used in the codes for that. Which means the sixth seal is shortly upon us. And what is that? That's a huge earthquake. That one's got all the kings of the earth hiding in their dens in the rocks, because they know this Hadron Collider is going to rip open the atmosphere, and then they're not sure what's coming in. You know, in all their previous tests before, and they have Montauk on Long Island, and they have all these freakish bases on islands everywhere. And going into other dimensions has never fared well for them. So what makes them think that ripping a huge portal in the sky is going to be any different? You know, I've talked to people that were used as guinea pigs as children, and they were forced in these tunnels, these tunnels that were created by in Montauk, by their time travel machines, their technology. And they would make these kids go through these portals, walk through these tunnels. And they would be chased out of them by huge and hideous demons, the ones that survived, or whatever you want to call them. I'm sure these poltergeists, interdimensional beings, when they do come over here, they just come over to feed off humans, so they're not coming over for a glass of tea. These kids have been terrified by the experiences they suffered at Montauk. And how many scientists have they lost in all their technology for time travel? Probably thousands. There's probably thousands of people who have been stuck in these different portals and tunnels and realms because of them testing technology. But they haven't learned anything, and this isn't like human scientists are in control of this thing anyway, folks. You have a bunch of lizards over in Switzerland who are going to let their brothers and sisters in. That's exactly what they're going to do. And they're going to rip an opening out of hell so that the dead in hell can come forth on earth for the last days. Won't that be pleasant? How do you kill the dead? I mean, they were contained. The Father had them contained in hell. And not one person has ever escaped from hell. A couple people come back with near-death experiences or whatever. But no one has ever been condemned there and brought back. Where's Houdini at? He always said if he could, he'd come back. He'd signal something when he was dead. So now they're going to be unleashed. Hell's going to be unleashed on the earth. Literally. In every way, Pat, that you can imagine. And the only thing they don't like is the name of the Father, the name of Yeshua. And they don't like Oregon. And the way I see it, because I have the mentality and mind and heart of a warrior who loves the Father, is if they thought hell was miserable, I'm going to help make earth so miserable they'll wish they were back in hell. Because Oregon's going to burn them too. Because they're evil and wicked spirits, even though they're human. The dead humans that have been dead for thousands of years. They're not going to like the Oregon either. Nothing unrighteous can handle Oregon. They don't like it. Now, righteous people, doesn't bother them. Well, we water our gardens with it and our flowers, and we get this ancient prehistoric look to our properties because we use Oregon water and everything grows a hundredfold. Oregon is a life-giving energy. So, of course, something dead is going to make something life-giving. And so if you don't have your area saturated by Oregon, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble. Prophecy is like a big puzzle. And there's a million different pieces and aspects that are a part of it. And sometimes people spend all the time building on the major blocks and glossing over the details. And those ghastly little details that have been glossed over are the ones I go after. So there's nothing about Lucifer's kingdom that scares me, because what he did when he used to frighten a little girl to death every night was make her one tough warrior he can't knock down. He used to try to scare me every night when I was a child. And you know what? Now I can't be scared. He created his own worst enemy. And when I think I've seen it all, oh heck no, you learn something else. But I know what can destroy him, and then we're talking energies and frequencies and sounds. That's how the physical can destroy the non-physical, the supernatural. They want to come into our realm so bad, let's make them wish they were back in hell again. So far, the year of sorrows has been nothing but mine. I know, a lot of you listening too just want to bang your head on the wall. But I have a feeling we should see something pop this month. Something's got to pop. I could see in the Bible codes where Obama was finally going to give in to this whole UN shebang about currencies. Because they're the ones holding it up now. It's always one thing or another. Conditions have to be right. Because Obama takes his orders from Sananda. So, you know, the Middle East has to be ready for the 12th IMAM to arrive, to where they take the credit for rebuilding the currencies of the Middle East, the third world countries, and they want to take the credit for all that. So when the conditions are right for them to arrive, then all that stuff will happen because it's their money. And when people start screaming and yelling and being big mouths about what evil Satanist freaks they really are, then they'll come after the big mouths and start the roundups. You know, they go back and forth about having huge contact scenarios where UFOs arrive over our cities. And I'm talking V-series size UFOs. Not these lights in the sky stuff. Hey, let them. We know where to go get our pipes. You see a UFO? Get orgone underneath it. It's going to sit there. Get orgone under it. That stuff can penetrate the atmosphere in one day. Sometimes it's instantaneous. Sometimes you can point an orgone pipe right at a chemtrail plane and notice an instant reaction from that chemtrail plane or a UFO. Sometimes you just get an immediate instant reaction. They're wiffle-waffling because we're melting their stuff. And we're starting to melt the androids. I have a feeling that we're on like 12 Obamas now. Because we're starting to get to where we can melt the technology that operates the androids. And so we need to keep this up, folks, because even they use android Hillaries. I mean, I know there's clones of Hillaries, but there's also android Hillaries. So if you want to have some fun over these election campaigns, it's not our choice, folks. It's theirs to make. The whole voting thing is nothing but a sham. But you can have some fun. You can go to their speeches with your orgone. Orgone a good couple days before. Wherever they're going to be, go orgone it. Go in the audience and yell Holy Ghost. Because I know when that one reporter said those two words is when Al Roker froze. And they said the words Holy Ghost. And he immediately froze. We can have some fun. I can always have to be so diehard intense. I know I'm just exhausted from the intense part. I'm completely depleted of supplies right now. If people want to make some crystal donations, you can do so. Make sure they're clear quartz crystals. Don't go to, like, healing crystals and get grade B or anything because they send me garbage I can't even use. They have to be clear quartz crystals. I could use a bunch of those. I could use any size. I could use any of the one-inch sizes, half-inch to one-inch, and also the 1.5 to 2.5 inches. I could use those sizes. I've just made a ton of orgone over the past month, and, you know, I can't really speak about what I've been doing. I always wait till after the fact a bit. But I've been busy. Busy, busy, busy. I know a lot of you are standing up and getting busy, too, so that's good, because come May 14th, I may be taking the order page down for a while. And so if you wanted to get orders in by then, you should do it because I may be taking the order page down after May 14th. Unless it changes. But right now it's looking like that's going to happen. A lot of politicking going on. Lucifer stomping his feet, the throne of God, complaining and griping. Do you think he complains about Joel Osteen or Kenneth Hagee? Really? Yeah. Do you know who he complains about day and night, the throne of God? It's the Oregon Warriors. Because when he beats me enough down up there, somebody else does something. I love it. I hear about this stuff, so I get a good laugh. It's the Oregon Warriors. If one doesn't get you, the other one will. Don't get him. He's about fit to be tied. He's lost huge strongholds in the last several years. Portals, underground bases, underground designer crossbreeding bases, underground diner reservoirs, 4-5-star restaurant bases. Huge strongholds of his. We've been able to destroy. Got to target the underground water bases, folks. If you got boats, get the Oregon pipes out in those lakes and oceans. I've never had access to a boat. Could you imagine being able to take a boat from Maine all the way over to California, to Oregon, Washington, just all the way around the bottom, around the country? That would be awesome. If you live in Charleston, South Carolina, you need to get Oregon off the coast there because they have earthquake technology hidden under the water there. Eventually they're going to cause an earthquake through South Carolina, through Tennessee, from that earthquake technology, so you want to knock that out now. So when they go to push the button, it ain't going to work. Houston, Dallas, they've always had plans to nuke those cities. Get the Oregon out, folks. Let's saturate the air so the nukes fry up before they even reach the cities. There's still work to be done, folks. So I still need supplies and donations to get it done. Well, if I could buy energy, I'd be buying that by the casefuls. The day is going to come. There's no more. Are you going to be ready for that one? Anyway, folks, be back at you next week. Lady's telling me to get off. Got 90 seconds. Take care of yourselves this week, everybody. God bless.